Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, November 9th. Happy Resurrection Day. Oh Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall declare your praise. This week I'm going to be reading from the New Revised Standard Version. I don't think I've ever read from the New Revised Standard Version on the podcast. I didn't know much about it. But I have learned that it was produced by an ecumenical team of scholars, meaning Protestants, Catholics, Orthodox, and Jewish traditions, and the translation seeks to use the most reliable ancient manuscripts to reflect modern English usage and to use gender-inclusive language when appropriate. Our Old Testament reading today is Isaiah 54, verses 9 through 17. In this passage, God draws a parallel between the covenant with Noah and his promise to the people of Israel. There's also beautiful language here about rebuilding a city and peace and righteousness, sovereignty and security. These are all pictures of what we will experience ultimately in the new heavens and the new earth. This is like the days of Noah to me, just as I swore that the waters of Noah would never again go over the earth, so I have sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. O afflicted one, storm-tossed and not comforted, I am about to set your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of jewels, and all your wall of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the prosperity of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, indeed you shall not fear, and from terror, indeed, it shall not come. If anyone stirs up strife, it is not from me. Whoever stirs up strife with you shall fall because of you. See, it is I who have created the smith, who blows the fire of coals and produces a weapon fit for its purpose. I have also created the ravager to destroy. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper, and you shall confute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, says the Lord. Lord, we as your servants want to bless you. You make your glory known to your kingdom. Blessed are you, sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of this age that is passing away, may the light of your presence, which the saints enjoy, surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect your glory this day, and so be made ready to see your face in the heavenly city where night shall be no more. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Our second reading is from Acts chapter 23, verses 6 through 11. This is an interesting passage because the Sadducees and the Pharisees turn against one another. The Sadducees are Sadducee because they do not believe in the resurrection, but the Pharisees have great hope. And so they are at odds with one another. And because of this, in this rare moment, the Pharisees seem to side with Paul. Starting in verse 6, when Paul noticed that some were Sadducees and others were Pharisees, he called out in the council, "Brothers, I am a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees. I'm on trial concerning the hope of the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dissension began between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. The Sadducees say that there is no resurrection or angel or spirit, but the Pharisees acknowledge all three. Then a great clamor arose, and certain scribes of the Pharisees' group stood up and contended, "We find nothing wrong with this man. What if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him?" When the dissension became violent, the tribune, fearing that they would tear Paul into pieces, ordered the soldiers to go down, take him by force, and bring him into the barracks. That night, the Lord stood near him and said, "Keep up your courage, for just as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must bear witness also in Rome." What a tender moment we get to witness here. The Lord comes near Paul. He stood near him and he encouraged him with these words, "Keep up your courage." Oh, that the Lord would encourage you with those same words today. And we pray, Lord, that those whom we know who are in tumultuous situations might be reassured by you even now. This passage is both a comfort and an act of commissioning Paul. Jesus reminds him that he can take courage because the Lord stands near him, and he tells him to go on, to move forward, and to testify about our one true God. And so we say, Lord, you will be our guide and our counsel, and afterward you will receive us with glory. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of the servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of those who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet in the way of peace. Our final passage today comes from Psalm 119, the namesake for this project, this podcast, that helps us to remember to extol God's word, to hide it in our hearts, and to allow it to be our guide. Verses 10 and 11. With my whole heart I seek you. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I treasure your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Will you pray with me? Father, on this Resurrection Sunday, I pray that my brothers and sisters would have a time of rest, refocus, re-energizing, and reconnecting with you. We do pray for the world around us and its needs. We specifically lift up to you those in our congregation, our families, our communities who are sick. We ask, Lord, for those who are undergoing treatments, that you would sustain them, that you would comfort them, and that you would stand near to them. We pray, Lord, for the church global, that each person who worships you today would worship you in spirit and truth, and that you would continue to conform us all to your image. We thank you, Lord, for the many people who are in the communion of saints and the hope, the blessed assurance we have that we are citizens in heaven. We pray for all people who hear your gospel today. We pray for those, Lord, who fear the winter months, the cold that is coming. We ask for your protection upon them. We pray for all of our political leaders that they might imitate your righteous rule. And we pray for all who are grieving or those who wait with the sick and the dying. Lord, we lift our hearts to you today. We entrust ourselves to you. With our whole heart, we seek you. Please do not let us stray from your commandments. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.